Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Robert Allen Conklin, 71, a lifelong resident of Millerton, New York, passed away October 21st, surrounded by his family. Born on September 8th in 1946, the son of the late Martin H. and Lillian Singer Conklin of Millerton, New York, graduating from Weebatuck High School, marrying his high school sweetheart, Laura. Bob was an auto mechanic and owned his own garage, Conklin's Garage, with his father, Marty, in Amenia, New York. After Marty retired, Bob co-owned the business with his brother-in-law, Bill McGee. Bob retired in 2007. Bob is survived by his wife of 51 years, Laura, also survived by his daughters, Tammy Conklin of Poughkeepsie, New York, and Christine Gillette and her husband, Christopher, of Lakeville, Connecticut. He's survived by his brother, Larry Conklin, and his wife, Yoshi of Millerton, his sister, Linda Holtz Gruby of Norfolk, Connecticut, and his sister, Leanne McGee, and her husband, Bill, of Millerton, New York. Calling hours will be today from 4 till 7 at the Conklin Funeral Home, 37 Park Avenue in Millerton, New York. Graveside services and burial will take place at the Irondale Cemetery in Millerton tomorrow at 2:30. A celebration of his life will follow at the Grove Building in Lakeville from 3 till 5. Memorial donations can be made to the Millerton Fire Company, P.O. Box 733, Millerton, New York, 12546. Tex Thompson's World Alchemy Lab is being presented by the Pine Plains Free Library, The Roots of English, at 7 p.m. It's free and open to all. More information available at 518-398-1927. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Thursday at 1:30 in the Central Office Conference Room. Northwest Corner Triad, a nonprofit organization for seniors, inviting you to a free program on social media 2.0, including information on ways to use popular social media sites such as Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to bring your smartphone or tablet to the event after a brief presentation by Megan Bluff, director of the SVNA Home Assistance. Students from India Mountain School will sit with guests one-on-one to help or answer any questions regarding their personal account. The free program will be held on Thursday at 3:30 at the Lodge at Gear Village, 77 South Keenan Road. The event is sponsored by the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce and Gear Village. More information at 860-453-3130. The Salisbury Association and the Scoville Library presenting two programs on climate change in October. Coming up this Thursday at 6 p.m., the talk will be The Climate Beyond the White House, Tribalism, Sustainability, and a Cooler Future, presented by Eben Goldstein, director of the Bard Center for Environmental Policy. Then the next talk comes up on November the 4th. A couple of meetings coming up on Thursday in our area. First of all, in Canaan, rooming houses, which have been a matter of concern to officials and residents alike. A town meeting will be held Thursday at 7 at the town hall to seek approval of an ordinance that would allow them to be regulated. Greg Naylor, the town's former resident state trooper, and Canaan Fire Company Chief Brian Allen came before the Board of Selectmen earlier this year to express their concerns about the issue. With some homeowners renting rooms in their houses, Naylor and Allen said living arrangements are not up to the town standards and can even be hazardous, including drug overdoses. The Berkshire Hills Regional School District will have a meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Monument Valley Middle School, where they will hear from a panel containing a mix of public officials, at-large residents from all three member towns in Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge about the deteriorating Monument Mountain Regional High School. The 16th Annual Wine and Food Tasting will be held on Friday at 6 p.m. at the Warner Theater in Torrington, Connecticut, featuring local craft beers, spirits, and food from over 15 restaurants. More information, reservations at warnertheater.org. St. Bernard's Church, 52 New Street in Sharon, Connecticut, is having a big tag sale. Dorothy McWilliams, Crop Walk fundraiser extraordinaire, along with her devoted team, hosting the tag sale at St. Bernard's on Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th, from 9 until 1. You'll find lots of interesting items at this event. The Hotchkiss Library has their Breakfast Club Saturday every Saturday from 10 until 10:30, continuing through November 25th. Mrs. Robin invites you to stay in your pajamas, bring a snack, or listen to stories old and new. All ages are welcome. The Millerton Farmers Market at the Methodist Church, Duchess Avenue and Main Street in Millerton, New York, has their Fall Fun Day, October 28th from 10 till 1. Face painting, pumpkin decorating, apple pie bake-off, games, and music. You can register for the apple pie bake-off by calling Jackie at 518-789-4259. The Farmer's Market is sponsored by the Northeast Community Center, South Center Street in Millerton, New York. Fun day activities are free for all. More information, necc.millerton.org. The Northeast Millerton Library will hold the following Halloween activities on Saturday, October 28th from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Children ages 3 to 5 can come to the library in costume and enjoy spooky stories and songs and munch on healthy Halloween-themed snacks. From 2 to 4, all are welcome to the library on Century Boulevard Annex to hear Native American ghost stories by Fidel Moreno. Parents are advised to use their discretion when bringing children. The library will close at 1 p.m. on that day in order to decorate. Then from 6 till 7 p.m., children ages pre-K and older are welcome to the library for a scary good time. The event could be a bit scary for younger children. Parent discretion is advised. The library is located at 75 Main Street in Millerton. October 28th, pumpkin decorating at the Sandersfield Arts Center, where you can celebrate the bounty of the fall season. You'll create a festive flair and have some frightful fun. Halloween costumes are suggested. All decoration supplies will be provided, including non-toxic paints. Pumpkins provided free of charge for the first 20 children. A Neighbors Network holding a free pumpkin carving activity for kids on Saturday, October 28th from noon till 2 p.m. The rain date is Sunday the 29th from 12 to 2 next to the Farmer's Wife Cafe in Ancrumdale. Carved pumpkins will be lighted and displayed on the bridge in Ancrumdale that night and through Halloween. All participants will receive treats for their effort. Any additional pumpkins not carved will be placed at the Ancrumdale Post Office and may be picked up there to be carved and returned to the bridge. The event will include a bake sale at the same time at location to benefit the Pine Plains Pantry and Collaborative Cats Rescue. Pies, breads, brownies, cookies, and cakes and other delicious items from area kitchens will be featured. Those interested in contributing baked goods, drop them off at the site by 11:30. Label and package all donations for easy take-home. Donations of canned goods for the pantry and pet food and supplies for cat rescue will be collected at the site. All donations will be greatly appreciated. The Sunday in the Country Food Drive has their famous chicken cook-off coming up on Saturday, October 28th from 2 till 4 p.m. with takeouts only, taking place at the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York. Chicken, baked beans, pasta, salad, and roll, a $10 donation, takeout only. There's 14 winning chicken dinners that are $20 each on the first-come, first-served basis. Tickets will be available. 100% of the proceeds benefit the Sunday in the Country Food Drive. Now, if you'd like to make a donation to the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, you can make your check payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive. Then send it to P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. The Kent Memorial Library offering the third season in its Timely Topics in Healthcare series beginning October 28th with a discussion on diabetes with Ann Verdenen of Simply Organizing Solutions of Bonsville, Massachusetts, speaking at 2:30 in the library's reading room. Diabetes, Our Journey to Our Health. It's a four-part series presented by Prism Health Advocates of Kent, founded by Deborah Bain. The event is free and open to the public. To register or more information, 860-927-3361. Meet the candidates for the Ancrum Town Board, Bill Brough, Bonnie Hunt, Madeline Israel, and Maria McDermott. Each candidate will make an opening statement, and you'll have the opportunity to ask questions on issues that concern you. It'll be at the Ancrum Town Hall on Saturday from 4 till 5:30, sponsored by the Ancrum Democratic and Republican Committees. Crescendo's first concert of the 2017-18 season celebrates the legacy of Martin Luther, his own revolutionary music and words in settings of German Renaissance and Baroque motets, choruses, and chorals. All the works performed are based on eight of his most famous works that span a time of 200 years. These performances will be at 6 p.m. Saturday, October 28th at St. James Place, Main Street in Great Barrington, and 4 p.m. Sunday, October 29th at Trinity Church, Lime Rock Road in Lakeville. Tickets and more information available at 860-435-4866 or worldclassmusic.org. On Saturday, October 28th, the Kent Memorial Library hosting an evening of poetry and music from 7 till 9 p.m. in the library's reading room. Everybody is invited. All poets are welcome to participate. Anyone who's not a poet but has a favorite poem written by someone else is welcome to read. Those who also like poetry but don't write their own are also invited to listen. Musicians and singers are also welcome to join in, depending on the number of readers. Participants may be able to read from 1 to 5 or more poems. Everybody will be given an opportunity to read. This will be followed
by a musical interlude and refreshments. And if there's time, there'll be a second round of poetry and music. The event is free and open to the public. For registration or more information, 860-927-3761. On the web, KentMemorialLibrary.org.
Sharon, Audubon Kids Day will take place on Sunday from 12 till 3, a fun autumn afternoon for young children and their families, featuring carnival-type games, kids' crafts, live animals from the nature of things, a hay bale maze, hay wagon shuttles, professional face painting and glitter tattoos, a large leaf pit for jumping, balloon twisting, and good food, such as burgers, hot dogs, chili, apple cider, and homemade goodies. Children are encouraged, by the way, to come in a costume and join the costume parade around the center grounds at 2:30 before ending the day with a fun magic show by Magic Andrew. The event is held rain or shine and is ideal for kids pre-K through third grade. Admission $20 per carload. The event is sponsored in part by Oppenheimer Environmental Fund, Litchfield Bancorp, Sharon Dental Associates, LLC, J&G Machining Company, Salisbury Bank and Trust, National Iron Bank, the Sharon Pharmacy, and Upcountry Services. For more information, 860-364-0520 or sharon.audubon.org. The Cornwall Library is testing a change in open hours during the winter months. Starting November 1st, the new hours will be Monday closed, Tuesday 12 to 5, Wednesday 12 to 6, Thursday 12 to 5, Friday 12 to 6, Saturday 10 to 3, and Sunday 12 till 3. Winter comes early to Cornwall. Not only do the clocks change on November 5th, but so do the Cornwall Library hours, harbingers of cold days. For more information, 860-672-6874.
Reservations are being accepted for the 41st annual Kent Pumpkin Run, which will be held Sunday, October 29th. Races, food, prizes, a costume contest, and music at the event. The first 600 registered runners receive a commemorative performance shirt. The Kids Fun Run will start at 11:15, followed by the 5-mile run walk at noon. Both races begin and end on the Kent Green in front of Kent Town Hall. Runners wearing costumes have double the chance to win, one as a runner and once for a clever costume. Spectators and race participants are encouraged to donate online or bring a gift of a non-perishable food item to support the Kent Food Bank. Donations can be dropped off at the registration area on race day or at the Davis IGA during the race week. For more information, kentpumpkinrun.com. On Tuesday, October 31st, Kent Park and Recreation and the Kent Lions Club once again partnering on Halloween safety. The Kent Halloween Safety Campaign features the distribution of glow-in-the-dark necklaces. The campaign, begun by Park and Recreation and Kent Resident State Trooper in 1998, provides trick-or-treaters of all ages with a glow-in-the-dark necklace. The necklaces also help to increase visibility of pedestrians walking in local neighborhoods while trick-or-treating on Halloween. The Park and Recreation Director and Resident State Trooper will distribute necklaces Halloween night in Kent starting at 5 p.m. on a first-come, first-served basis until supply lasts on North Main Street adjacent to the Kent Memorial Library.
Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 167.80 yesterday to 23,441.76. The NASDAQ stands at 2598.43 and the S&P 500 at 2569.13. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.